Item two, accept comments from the public. Ms. Leadham?
I guess I'm going to say this under public comment at the beginning of the meeting and leave my main staff comments for the end. This will be my last board meeting as CEO of Sisera, and I wanted to express my appreciation for the board for the years of allowing me to serve the board and the county in this position. And I wish you all the best in recruiting a wonderful CEO to carry on going forward.
Thank you. We wish you the best as you pursue that retirement look that I am so envious of.
We are in the process of scheduling interviews for CEOs, replacement CEOs, but those are not going to occur until the 5th of March, and any decisions or anything would not occur until some period after that. Given the circumstances of items that need to be addressed and maintained and attended to in the gap between Marilyn's departure and hiring and a new CEO coming on board, there are issues that are going to come up. What I would suggest is, as you all know, we've all been trying to encourage Marilyn to stay on a little bit longer. She's been insistent, and she has been consistent about wanting to leave on this, our March 7th being her last day, and we respect that. Given the circumstances that of this timing, I would suggest that we go into closed session at the end of today's meeting to discuss who's going to cover what responsibilities in this interim as far as contract signing and other duties that may come up. In order to do that, since it wasn't agendized, we would need a motion and a two-thirds majority vote to do that.
Second.
Yeah. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Did you abstain or were you a no?
There's more than two-thirds. I'll abstain. I won't say no.
Okay.
Two-thirds, so it'll be okay. It's cool.
Okay. So at the end of the meeting today, we'll go into closed session to discuss those items. Item three, approved.